What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show that gives you tips, tricks, and motivation when it comes to health and fitness. Sometimes we talk about specific workouts and diets. We interview doctors, nutritionists, athletes, and more. You can get all of the episodes at under10fitness.com. You can also find the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. Find it all under10fitness.com. My name is Drew Smith. I'm a personal trainer. I'm a competitive powerlifter. And I just love opening that door to health and fitness. And coming in that door to join me in the studio today is Brittany Meyer. Welcome back, Brittany.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You are a competitive powerlifter yourself and workout enthusiast. We've talked all week, a couple segments, about who you are, what you do, and your training.
Yeah.
So if you want to find out more about Brittany, you can go check out those episodes. But today, is it okay, Brittany, if we get a little personal?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Brittany Meyer, you are my fiance,
uh-huh.
And we're getting married next August in 2016. It's going to be fabulous. But we are talking about health and fitness.
Right.
And how it's changed your life and how it fits into your life. And a big thing is self-image and how we see ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
If you wouldn't mind sharing with us your experience with how your body has changed and how you see yourself now.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start off by saying that I think that I'm one of the lucky ones that I've never really been too concerned about my body image. I escaped those demons, I like to say. However, you know, I think we all are a little uncomfortable every once in a while here or there. When I started powerlifting, you know, I did notice some changes in my body. I got more fit. I definitely feel better. I know that the insides of my body, my heart, my lungs, they feel better. But the outside of my body, you know, I'm rocking it, dude. Like, I look good. but my body has changed. My waist has gotten slimmer. And my belly has gotten a little more tight or taut. It could use some work, but again, I'm not too concerned with it. I'm not perfect. My legs have gotten huge, and my butt has gotten huge as well. And now that we're in a hypertrophy cycle, my shoulders and my arms and my back have just like exploded. It was actually kind of maybe a little bit embarrassing. I was a bridesmaid in one of my really good friends' weddings, and I bought my bridesmaid's dress, and then I went into hypertrophy cycle. And I guess it was maybe 2 months after I bought my dress. Was when her wedding was, and I had a really hard time fitting into my dress, not because I gained weight, but because my back has got huge, and I just like, I couldn't zip, I could barely zip into it. I had like three women on me, like just trying to get that darn thing, that darn zipper up. So that was I was a little bit more self-aware of my body at that point in time, but I feel good. I was almost proud of the fact that that my back has gotten so like muscular that I could hardly fit into a dainty little dress.
You know, your workouts are actually doing something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the, what do they call it? The proof in the pudding.
Yeah, that's right. Now we're talking about how your body has changed. You said you're getting slimmer in the waist and more taut. Your legs have grown. And I know you're not supposed to say this,
what?
But your weight, over the period of time, your weight has shifted, or how does that fit into the,
my weight has not changed at all on the scale. I have been 140.3 pounds for like 2 years. And there, I went through we did a weight loss challenge, you and I, this was probably what, 6 months ago or so.
Yeah.
And I did. I lost about 8 pounds, and that was great. But then as soon as I started to eat the protein that I needed to eat in order to make some gains in the gym, that weight jumped back up to 140. And it was a little bit frustrating to see that scale. It has been a little bit frustrating to see that scale, because you would think that logically, if you're working out all the time, you're eating healthy, that weight's just going to fall off. But it's not. And I'm okay with it, kind of, I think. I think I'm getting used to the fact that that's just what my body weighs. And I'm eating the correct amount of food. And I'm working out a lot. And I have a lot less body fat than I used to, so I'm not really that obsessed with it.
Right, because weight is just one way that we measure, I don't know, I guess fitness is what it's for. And I imagine that when they first invented the scale, they were like, this is going to revolutionize fitness. People are going to get on this thing, know how much they weigh, and then they'll be able to get skinny.
Yeah.
But it just tells us that you're losing fat and gaining muscle at the same time.
Yeah.
And the weight thing isn't always the best to tell us what we think we want to know, but how does that make you think about like self-image and how that all plays into the fitness realm with all of these supermodels out there and you got to lose weight and you got to weigh a certain amount?
Oh my gosh. I was reading an article not too long ago about how much celebrities weigh. And it actually was kind of disturbing because, like I said, Kim Kardashian allegedly weighed 110 pounds. And, like, I'm thinking, like, how does she weigh 110 pounds?
Because they just weighed her butt.
I don't know. I think that it does bother me a little bit. I have to really fight with myself to not be too concerned about how much I weigh. Because I'm only 5'5". Maybe 5'4½. I don't know. And I weigh 140 pounds. And that is on, you know, I'm tipping the scale for being overweight. And it can be a little bit detrimental to your body image. But, you know, I find myself fighting with that and telling myself that it's okay to be that way because I am healthy, my blood levels are great, my cholesterol levels are perfect, I am a healthy person. And I think that it's important for people to know that a scale is just one way of measuring your progress and measuring your health. It doesn't show the whole picture at all.
Right. No, that's a good realization. And it is this thing that we are struggling with now, and we talk about it, but I just wanted to bring it up again because we need to be aware that it is just one thing that we are looking at and how that all fits into health and fitness and related and such. So if you wanted to lose, like, because you do a lot of lifting, you're not doing that cardio stuff.
No, I hate cardio. I hate cardio.
Now, where do you see your workout and health and fitness? How do you see it progressing for you in the future? And where do you think it fits in?
Wow, that's a deep question. I see myself becoming really, really strong. Actually, you know, I've played around with the idea of doing some sort of extra challenge, like maybe bodybuilding or something of that sort, some sort of competition where I do focus on the way that my body looks.
The vanity portion.
The vanity, yeah, the vanity and not necessarily the power. But then I'd have to give up the power and I love the powerlifting. It makes me feel powerful. But I definitely don't see myself getting away from fitness anytime soon. I would like, you know, if I was to have a family, I want my little kiddos to be like little gym rats as well. And could just be a powerlifting family. We could like be like a circus, like sideshow or something. With a bunch of strong people.
All right. Well, let's get back to one more segment and we can kind of put it all together and figure out this health and fitness deal, how it fits in our life, and then we'll talk a little bit about humility and what that means. You can join us for that. That'll be on the next episode. Again, I'm here with Brittany Meyer, a powerlifter and workout enthusiast. My name is Drew Smith. I'm a personal trainer. Catch us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Under10Fitness. As always, remember,
stay motivated.